Okay, Ron Yesney is with us. He is the UP Trails Coordinator for the Michigan DNR. And how's it going, sir?
Going great.
Well, let's talk about the easements that was announced today, which the director actually took action on, I believe, last month. But there are two of them, right? And I'd like you to kind of give an overview for our listeners what that means for continued segment access, you know, to the major trail system on the west end of the UP.
Yeah, so this kind of stemmed from some legislation that was passed in 2011. That was championed by the Snowmobile Program and the Michigan Snowmobile Association to include $8 of every trail registration into a fund to start acquiring permanent trails. And the reason they were doing that is that as time has gone by, we've been losing trail mileage statewide, and the effort, and as you know, land becomes segmented, it's more and more difficult to maintain contiguous trails. So we wanted some funding out there where we could start purchasing easements to make sure we had contiguous trail easements in place.
So the one that goes through Dickinson and Iron Counties and points west, let's talk about that little area, or the area. It may not be a huge segment itself, but it is, you're able to connect with other systems, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, we've been working with Keweenaw Land Association for several years. They've been a partner with us. These are trails that have currently been, you know, pretty much our existing trails. Most of them were existing trails, but they were all there via year-to-year annual permits with Keweenaw Land Association. Keweenaw Land Association is based out of Ironwood. And so the trails were basically from year to year. They could be moved. They could be closed. You know, in certain situations, landowners have sold the land, and then we had to relocate the trails or close the trails. And that had happened to us many times. So our effort with Keweenaw Land was to work with them to try to secure some permanent easements in case when they did go to sell some of those properties that we would still have the trail in place.
And sometimes private owners just don't want any snowmobile traffic on their land anymore. So they just, is that right? They kind of withhold their or withdraw their permission?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens is you have a big property owner, whether it be Lime or somebody like Keweenaw Land who owns much property, and they sell some of it off, and they might sell off a 40 or an 80 or something like that and has a trail through it. Well, once that sale takes place, you know, that new landowner can close the trail at will. And that's happened to us in many, many occasions. We have, you know, three or four major trails closed in the West UP right now. So, and then once you lose the trail, it's very difficult to ever get it back. So we're trying to work with these major corporate landowners to purchase some permanent easements so that they'll be there, you know, whether they sell the land or not. So they'll be there forever.
Yeah, that was my last question. What if you're talking about 67 miles of easement here, and what if one of the, I'll just say Lime, for example, what if they sell, you know, this area, what happens? Do the new owners have to honor that easement?
Yeah, the easement runs with the title of the land. So the easements that we've purchased are permanent, so they would go with the land. So it doesn't matter who buys the land at this point.
All right, and the end result is more opportunity for people to be on their snowmobiles out in the West End.
Yeah, we're trying to secure those rights. And absolutely, you know, the we have more that we're working on. This was, you know, a nice big first blast of purchases, and we've got some more that we're working on, and we're working with other landowners, and you know, we're just looking to do the right thing. These trails mean a lot to these outlying rural communities, and really are big economic drivers, and you know, we want them to be there for current and future generations, and investing some money in that now makes sense.
Ron Yesney from the Michigan DNR, thank you for your time, sir.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.